Right now, it's time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories at their website, rep-am.com, or the old-fashioned way. Get your papers. That's right. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, I can attest. It's been a busy weekend. I was all over the place. And it's coming back. Life is coming back.
Yeah, and blue and gold is coming back, I think, also.
On this Friday.
On Friday at the high school.
At the high school. And it's the gallery is being renamed for Lynn Kircher and the Monzel young man from Kent. So that's exciting. Then the Sharon Women's Club will be raffling off the quilts at the same time, and so that's going to be a busy time.
And they're going to be coming up with a new award in honor of the Galuzos, of course, who really have brought this blue and gold. It used to be blue and gold at the White to fruition, and so there's going to be a special trophy, not a trophy, but an award that'll be given out each year in their name. So
wonderful. That was great. That show with the gallery, the kids got to, you know, see their works at a professional gallery. It was always a wonderful experience.
And it's nice what they're doing this year. The past 2 years where they couldn't have it because of COVID, they're going to include past students' artwork.
Mm.
So those students get a chance to participate.
That's great.
As well.
Yeah. So, as you said, busy, busy times. The weekend was just, well, even last week was busy, busy. We started with lots of conventions. We had Maria Horn's convention here in Kent on one night, and the next night we had the convention for the judge. This is Democrats. Republicans are meeting this week, I believe, on Cornwall. On Thursday, the judge of probate convention, and Kristen Mastawi of Litchfield was nominated. The election scene is upon us, and the caucuses will be held, and the conventions were held, and now we look forward to campaigns, and then, of course, the election in November. Also, we had quite the rally at on the green and at the White Hart. As you know, there's been a lot of reaction to the Supreme Court, that leak that maybe Roe v. Wade was going to be overturned. So 200 men and women came out and with signs and banners and speeches at the White Hart on Saturday. Pretty emotional issue, as we all know. And the green is always the focal point of any rallies and political statements there. So it was a busy morning. And then, of course, Trade Secrets was going on at Lime Rock Park, and that's the first time it's had this new venue. Usually it had been at Lion Rock Farm for the past how many years, and was on hiatus for a couple of years, and now was back in full force.
You know, and Lime Rock Park is a great location for it because, first of all, it got so popular. The traffic on Route 41 in between Sharon and Salisbury, it was dangerous. And now you've got plenty of parking, and you're all included in the park, and the volunteers can still take your purchases to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it rains, there won't be mud because the parking lots are set up at Lime Rock. So it's a good move to move there, and especially after 2 years of not having it. So
yeah, it was. License plates from all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
This has really become well known in the East. People flock there, and vendors.
If you drove around anywhere in the surrounding towns, you saw lots of out of state license plates. There were lots of people in the area that come and spend the whole weekend. That's why now they have not only the Trade Secrets, that not only do they have that the garden tours, they got the book signing. They've got all these other events because people come for the weekend.
Yeah, it was a packed, filled weekend, and Lime Rock Park is going to be hosting loads of things now. The Great Mutt Show is going to be there, and the Beer Fest or Beer Grand Prix is there. I mean, they're having all kinds of stuff. So it's nice that they're opening up the park and having venues, events other than just racing.
Yeah.
Sharon Center has a new principal. She was named this past week by the Board of Education. Her name is Carol Tomkowski from Woodbury. She will be taking over for Karen Manning, who is retiring at the end of the school year. And I just want to keep reminding folks about the tribute to Ed Kirby, June 4th, 11 a.m. at the newly redone baseball field named in his honor. It's going to be some tributes to Ed as well as a baseball lunch, so people are invited to come.
And Sharon had their town meeting on Friday, I think it was.
Sharon did have a town meeting. I have not followed up. I assume everything went okay. Falls Village, there's some contention here about the ARPA, and so the Board of Finance has decided to send the ARPA request to a town meeting, which is unusual, to say the least, because the Board of Selectmen has the authority to do that, and it was quite a contentious meeting. The Board of Finance also asked the school board to cut $20,000 because one member was unhappy that he didn't get answers he wanted. I understand there is a special meeting of the Board of Finance today at 6:30 to take a look at that vote and maybe have a new vote. So stay tuned.
Yeah, there's actually today, Sharon has the American Rescue Plan Act meeting at 4:30, the Board of Appeals for Zoning after that. And then in Salisbury, they've got the Planning and Zoning Commission at 6:30. And you're right, in Falls Village, a special meeting, the Board of Selectmen at 3 o'clock.
That's at 3, Board of Selectmen,
yeah.
And Finance at 6:30.
At 6:30,
yes, special meetings in Falls Village. Tomorrow, Jesse Sheehan is putting on a cooking program for the Hotchkiss Library. As we said, the Blue and Gold at the high school on Friday. We also have the Cornwall budget meeting that night, same time. There's just all kinds of stuff going on. On Saturday, as you mentioned, the plant sale at DM Hunt. And there's a cemetery walk sponsored by the Sharon Historical Society on Saturday as well. So it is busy, busy time.
And I think the Douglas Library is doing something as well this week, this coming weekend.
Yeah.
They're having like a plant sale,
plant sale
stuff
too.
Like that. Yeah. And also upstairs they have a bag of books for like $5 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's always great.
Yeah.
And just, you know, there's been that whole controversy in Sharon at Dawn Hill and River Road about parking, and somebody had placed big boulders against the along the roadway there. Those boulders have been taken down, and the selectmen are hopeful that they're going to put some signs up, and that the parking problem will be alleviated. So, and they're also you're going to be involved in that Sharon parking lot redo that should be starting this summer.
You know, it's one of those things where we have a big satellite dish back there, and we also have our big underground propane tank. That's got to be moved. The satellite dish is going to be moved as well. We think we're going to move the satellite dish back to where the big handicap walkway is, because I spoke with Brent. Nobody really wants to take on the job of rebuilding that ramp. It is, and it looks like they might be putting in a lift in the back, and that'll give us room to tuck the satellite dish in close to the building. I think they're going to close off the entrance to the back parking lot that we have. Okay, I think they're going to close off.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be more like a walkway for people.
Interesting.
These are just things that have been discussed, and
yeah,
they're going to put drainage in, they're going to put a couple of car charging ports, and
right.
I think they're going to
take the islands out, I understand, and
expand. I think it's going to add like another 10 or 12 lots for cars, and I think you might even be able to walk over to West Main Street because the parking lot will...
Oh, that would be interesting.
Will abut property that's there. I'm not sure whether or not that's set up or not, but
yeah,
it would be nice if it would be set up. Not like that. But, yeah, a lot of work going to go on the parking lot.
Sharon Hospital had another one of its community forums at in Falls Village this past week, too. They want to get the word out about their transformation plan, which has, raised some hackles. And so they're talking to people. There are just about 10 people came out to that one, but passionate speeches about keeping services at the hospital, and I'm sure we'll hear more of that.
All right, and we wrapped up National Nurses Week last week.
Yes, yep.
So. All right.
Too much going on. Wow. Yeah.
Well, be careful today, Ruth. Some big thunderstorms coming through this afternoon.
I'll try, and here we go with my galoshes again.
<That's>
Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care, Ruth.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rap-am.com on the web.